Today's digest for July 2, 2026. 10 stories today. We open with Anthropic's most powerful models coming back online after the United States lifted export controls, then a new science product, a fresh look at Sonnet 5 and where coding agents really stand. After that, a stretch of security and privacy news, from a disputed sandbox escape to browser defenses and messaging impersonation. Here's the rundown. We start with the biggest AI story of the day. The United States Commerce Department has lifted the export controls it placed on Anthropic's two most powerful models, Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5, clearing the way to restore worldwide access. The freeze began on June 12th when Commerce ordered Anthropic to cut off foreign nationals, including its own non-citizen employees, citing a reported jailbreak vulnerability. To win the controls back, Anthropic worked through a national security review and trained a new safety filter. It says blocks the reported workaround more than 99% of the time. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said the decision followed Anthropic's agreement to proactively detect and address security risks. It is a striking sequence. A frontier lab had its best models frozen by its own government, then negotiated its way back with new guardrails. Next up, Anthropic used the moment to widen its ambitions beyond code. The company unveiled Claude Science, a new flagship product aimed at research and positioned as the scientific counterpart to Claude Code. Anthropic says it can autonomously carry out meaningful work from concise, high-level instructions, and it ships with tools for computational biology and drug development. The launch was staged for an audience of pharmaceutical executives, biotech founders, and academic researchers, a clear signal about who Anthropic wants using it. The company also said it will turn Claude Science on its own pipeline, focusing on treatments for rare and neglected diseases. The through line is hard to miss. Having argued that a general model can do real software engineering, Anthropic is now betting the same autonomy transfers to the lab bench, where the work is slower, messier, and far harder to verify. Moving to model quality, the writer Zvi Emauschewitz published a close read of Claude Sonnet 5, and his verdict is that it is not a frontier model, but it has its uses. He places it between Sonnet 4.6 and Opus 4.8, a solid mid-sized option rather than a daily driver. The benchmark gaps are concrete. On the USA Mathematical Olympiad, Sonnet 5 scored 80% against Opus's 97, and on a hard software engineering test, it landed around 63%. Its real edge is speed, which helps you stay in a flow state and catch errors fast, and notably, much stronger resistance to browser-based prompt injection. Less flattering, users describe the model as gloomy and anxious, with unusually compressed, hard-to-read reasoning. It is an honest portrait of a capable but uneven release. That question of how good coding models really are got a sharper measuring stick today. Researchers from Princeton and the University of Wisconsin at Madison, working with Snorkel AI, released Senior SWE Bench, a benchmark that grades agents like senior engineers rather than junior ones. It uses deliberately underspecified instructions, about a third the length of the older version, and asks models to build features and debug from realistic bug reports. The results are humbling. On the first attempt, Claude Opus 4.8 led with just 24%, Sonnet 5 managed about 19%, and GPT 5.5 16%. The authors note that frontier models fail to solve these tasks with senior-level correctness and taste more than 75% of the time. It is a useful reminder that polished agent demos and real senior engineering are still a long way apart. Also today, Google pushed its agentic assistant onto the desktop. Gemini Spark is now available on the Mac in beta, initially for Google's top-tier Ultra subscribers in the United States. Unlike a plain chatbot, Spark is built to take multi-step actions. It can work with local files, turn an invoice into a budgeting spreadsheet, and reach into services like Google Keep, Dropbox, Canva, Instacart, and OpenTable to book a table or place an order. It also supports the Model Context Protocol, so users can wire in their own custom integrations. The move plants Google directly on the same turf as Claude Desktop and Microsoft's Copilot, turning the assistant from a browser tab into something that lives on your machine and acts on your behalf. The race to own the agentic desktop is now fully joined. Turning to the business of AI and the open web, Cloudflare rolled out a policy that could reshape how models get their training data. Starting September 15th, Cloudflare will block so-called mixed-use crawlers, the ones that blend search with AI training, by default on ad-supported sites, covering new customers and all free-tier users. Alongside that, its pay-per-crawl marketplace is expanding into pay-per-use, so publishers can charge AI companies when their content actually creates value, not merely when it is fetched. Two partners, the startup Ceramic and the search engine U.com, are first to route payments to publishers. The backdrop is Stark bot traffic has now overtaken human traffic online, and Cloudflare says more than half of AI crawler activity is just refetching pages that never changed. This is the toll booth going up on the road between publishers and AI. Now to security, and a disclosure that lands close to home for AI coding tools. Researchers at Armadin published an attack chain that, they say, breaks out of the sandbox behind Claude Cowork, running commands with full privileges inside the sandbox, then stripping the network restrictions meant to contain it. In their demo, the chain read a machine's password file and sent it to a server they controlled. Anthropic disputes that this is a real vulnerability, arguing that pulling it off requires an attacker who already has code execution on the host machine. The more interesting point is the broader one Armadin raises: shipping a local virtual machine onto the computers of non-technical users hands them developer-grade machinery that endpoint security tools struggle to see into. Whoever is right on severity, it is a preview of the questions AI desktop agents will keep raising. Staying with privacy, Apple's Hide My Email is supposed to do one job: shield your real address behind a disposable one, and a researcher says it has been quietly failing at it. Tyler Murphy, a co-founder of the data removal service Easy Opt-Outs, reported a flaw to Apple about a year ago that can unmask the genuine address behind a masked one. He is not sharing the technical specifics, but he told reporters that in limited tests with volunteers, 100% of the Hide My Email addresses were unmaskable. The risk compounds because public people search sites make it easy to tie an email to a name and the rest of someone's profile. As of publication, Apple had not commented, and the bug appears to have gone unpatched for roughly 12 months, an uncomfortable gap for a feature people pay for to get privacy. On the defensive side, Opera shipped a browser feature aimed squarely at one of the year's dominant attack styles. It is called Paste Protect, and it targets so-called click-fix scams, where a page invents a problem, a video that will not play, or a failed CAPTCHA, and coaxes the user into copying a command and pasting it somewhere it can do harm. These attacks work by turning the person into the weapon, sailing past antivirus and email filters. The scale is real. The security firm Huntress attributes more than half of last year's malware delivery attacks to this technique. Paste Protect, on by default in Opera's desktop browsers, watches the clipboard for both hijacked contents and risky commands, then blocks the action and throws up a warning when it sees a threat. It is a rare case of the browser stepping in at exactly the moment these scams depend on. Closing out the security stretch, WhatsApp's shift to usernames is already drawing warnings. The app is letting people reserve handles so others can message them without sharing a phone number, with a wider launch coming later this year. India's technology ministry has already sent WhatsApp a notice cautioning that the feature could increase fraud, phishing, and so-called digital arrest scams. And in early testing, reporters found lookalike handles still up for grabs, ones resembling the country's prime minister, a major Bollywood star, and even the central bank. Rachel Toback, who runs Social Proof Security, put it plainly: usernames cut down on phone number exposure, but lookalikes still open the door to impersonation. Meta says it reserves handles for public figures and government bodies, though it would not say which lookalikes it protects. In a market with more than 500 million users, the details matter. That's the digest for July 2nd, 2026. 10 stories from Anthropic's most powerful models coming back online, to sharper benchmarks for coding agents, to a quiet toll booth going up between publishers and AI. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll be back tomorrow.